Whilst there is no formal intern visa as such in Hong Kong, the Immigration Department do extend the provisions of the training visa, which is available under the General Employment Policy, to such young people who are seeking to come to Hong Kong for the purposes of experience and internship. As you've pointed out, there is a requirement for the sponsoring company to be well established, and effectively what they're looking for is to ensure that the company that's extending the training offer to the intern is or can be deemed a suitable and credible sponsor. And how you effectively establish that is by, in a sense, lifting up your skirt and showing them everything, giving them a copy of your latest financial statement, a copy of your staff list, a one or two page description of your training activities, and allowing generally the Immigration Department to conclude that your business will be in a position to deliver the training as enunciated in a detailed training plan for the purposes of this internship experience. So in fact, how you go about applying for an internship visa is not that difficult, and I've left the details of the documentation required both on the part of the applicant and also the engaging sponsor appended to this post. So you effectively put together all of these documents and lodge the application and anticipate it'll take 4 to 6 weeks to finalise. So all things considered, just looking at the specifics of this particular scenario where you've got a British national that you're thinking about trying to get a training visa for the period of 3 to 6 months, as an alternate you may choose to go down the path of him securing a working holiday visa, because as of December 2013, British nationals are able, if they are under 30 years of age and have got requisite medical insurance in place and a minimum amount of money, which I believe is about 20,000 Hong Kong dollars in their bank account, they can go on to get a working holiday visa. And a working holiday visa for British nationals means that the holder can secure a 12-month period of stay working effectively for any employer under any terms and any conditions for that employer during their time in Hong Kong. The working holiday visa is available to other nationalities as well, but normally there is a 3-month limit on the time that you can spend with any individual employer in that time, although the visa is valid for 12 months, which means conceptually you could move between 4 employers, spending 3 months with each employer during the currency or lifetime of that visa. But certainly for British nationals, 12 months for any single employer is okay. And normally the requirements for the working holiday visa are a lot less onerous than the requirements that accompany an application for a training visa. So given that you've got a British national applicant in this scenario, it's certainly a path that I suggest you consider treading. Okay, I hope you found this useful.